This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. In testimony before the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar, Deputy Secretary David Hayes, and Interior Solicitor Hillary Tompkins urged Congress to approve the recently proposed settlement of the long-running and highly contentious Cobell class action lawsuit.
When you think about the past wrongs we're trying to right here, these past wrongs go way back to over 100 years. And so what we will do is correct those past wrongs so we don't have to look at the past anymore and we can look to the future. The second thing that it does is it sets up a program so that we avoid the problem from occurring again in the future. It would do us not much good, in my view, to essentially settle the damages portion of this case and not to move forward with a proactive effort to try to make sure that we're not back in the same problem 5 years and 10 years and 20 years from now. And I think some of the numbers that Senator Dorgan spoke about relative to fractionation is only going to illustrate that the problem is simply going to exacerbate and become larger. There are now 4 million interests that we are dealing with here. But if the fractionation issue continues to move forward in the same direction that it's moved in, our projection is that we'll be dealing with 11 million fractionated interests by the year 2030.
Secretary Salazar, also accompanied by Associate U.S. Attorney General Tom Perrelli, answered a range of questions on the details of the settlement. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, home to the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribes, asked the Secretary directly if this is a good settlement.
Based on what you know about the case and the issues that would be resolved by this settlement, is this settlement fair to the Indian account holders and the landowners?
The answer to that is yes. And at the end of the day, because of the litigation and its history, I can tell you that the plaintiffs and the United States did not come together under the leadership of Judge Robertson to get to this settlement if it hadn't been a fair and reasonable compromise. So it is a fair and reasonable compromise that does reach that objective.
And that's the second question. Is it a good settlement for the United States and the American taxpayer?
Absolutely.
$1.4 billion will be used to compensate members of the class action suit and pay legal fees. Another $2 billion is proposed to buy back fractionated land interest, which will give individual account holders more money and bring down administrative cost. This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. I'm Ron Tull, Washington.